Hello, Retronauts listeners. This is Bob Mackey coming to you via an iPhone in Youngstown, Ohio, in case you couldn't hear the despair in my voice. Anyhow, I'm just recording this little preamble to let you know about the episode you're about to listen to. It's not really a disclaimer. It kind of is. The fact of the matter is it came out a little rougher than I intended. Chris Antista came to me with an idea about putting together a little quiz about video game sound effects, which is a fantastic idea. Unfortunately, during the recording, which we did in his bedroom studio, the computer he was using was suffering from some major technical issues, and it took him roughly an hour to get it in the state that he recorded the podcast in. And I have yet to edit it, though, so it could turn out perfectly fine. I'm anticipating it to be a little rougher than I want it to be. But I'm just letting you guys know that, and we'll be back to our normal dry selves next week. And I also want to say thanks again to Chris Antista and Henry Gilbert for setting this up. And thanks to them in general and the entire LaserTime Podcast Network. Go to LaserTimePodcast.com and show them your love. They've been an absolutely great resource in terms of guests and knowledge, and I love being on their show. I love doing Talking Simpsons, and it's been great to collaborate with them since I found out about them in 2013. And it was either put up this rough episode or not put up an episode because, again, I'm on vacation and I have no means of recording anything while I'm out here. So I think it'll be worth it. I think you'll have fun listening to it. And if not, like I said, we'll be back to our normal educational selves. I consider it edutainment. We'll be back to our normal edutainmental selves next week. I guess we can say that. Anyhow, I'm going to stop rambling and I'll let you listen to the episode. So please enjoy this episode of Retronauts Micro. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Retronauts Micro. I am your host, Bob Mackey, coming to you not live, but pre-recorded from the LaserTime bedroom studio. And who else is here with me?
Christopher Antista.
And who else?
Henry Gilbert, hey.
Now, this is normally an educational show, but for once I decided we're not going to learn anything. We're just going to have fun.
Hey, you might learn something.
We might learn something via audio cues, but today we're going to do a little quiz that Chris has assembled. Chris, tell us about what this quiz is all about.
Oh, boy, I wish I prepared the shum spiel here, but this is just a very simple game show. I have about a billion game jingles, and okay, I'm going to ask you if you can guess what they are. First person to chime in, Henry versus Bob. Everybody listening, take your bets. See how good you think these guys are going to do.
You should bet on Patreon.com.
There we go.
Yeah. If I win, give to the Retronauts Patreon.
Most of these, I'm going to say right up front, are Nintendo. I apologize deeply to Amiga, Armor Strad.
What about me Specky?
Fans. No, none of the FM Towns Marty is not represented.
Damn it. So I want to say I'm playing for leukemia, just like Melissa Joan Hart and that other guy.
Oh, man.
That's a deep cut on Retronauts. Listen to our Nick Arcade episode.
Henry, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for the AIDS quilt. Just to be retro in my sponsorship.
So if
you're going to raise so much awareness for that quilt.
Let me test the sound for you guys real quick. Can you tell me what game is this from?
Sonic. Oh, wait, Mario Kart 64.
It is Mario Kart. Why not? 64. Bobby with a point.
That sounded like 64 to me.
Yeah.
So are these exclusively death sounds or just sounds in general?
Jingles, sound effects. It'll never be a full song.
Okay.
For instance, something like this.
Adventure Island.
Bobby with another point.
Man,
on the
I'm
board.
Not going to do good on this one.
I only put that one up because, in case I have all these, because we used to do a show called Talk Raider, and every show ended with a unique game sound. So almost 200 episodes, almost 200 unique game sounds.
Were they all death jingles?
They were all game over and death jingles. But in the process of getting, sometimes I'd have to rip them from their own game, and nobody had bothered to rip Hudson's Adventure Island, one of my favorite games. I apologize for that. I do love the game, though. Let's try and bring in some of the younger kids real quick. Am I going to need to turn down the game show music for a second?
Wait, was that Wipeout?
No, Henry, no. I don't think I'm going to take a point away. Let's hear it again.
Oh, Halo!
Henry Gilbert redeeming himself.
As a shield, recharging in Halo.
Henry is on the board. Let's see.
Are the kids really into Halo these days?
Bobby, because Halo is
Way cool.
Okay. Thank you, Doug Tenapple or the other guy.
I'm not hearing a game guess.
Oh. Earthworm Jim.
Damn it. Could have stolen it away. Bob with 3 points. Henry won.
I thought that was just a sound effect.
Let me see if you can guess this one.
Castlevania?
Partial credit.
Castlevania 3?
I don't know. How about you both get points? Nice. Bob gets 1 point, Henry
Go
gets
leukemia.
Another. We'll keep you easy on that.
It's Quilt.
Let's see if you can guess this one.
Mega Man.
I'm going to have to ask for a specific title.
Mega Man 2.
Henry, my word. You almost tied it up just
that
there.
That was the getting the power jingle.
Yeah, indeed it was.
Mega Man 2 invented the sound.
Oh, love that. The greatest, maybe my favorite NES soundtrack ever.
It made the laser into a musical instrument.
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog.
One.
Oh, my goodness. That is 2 points. Why not? We'll give you both those. Those are correct. This is Bobby at 5, Henry at 4. You know what? Let's turn back on the game show music.
Oh, good. I feel more at home.
Yoshi's Island.
Mario World.
Damn it.
That is this for Henry, that for Bob. That is Super Mario World.
You know, I was close.
We're very close. All right. You know what? Why don't we even up the odds a little bit here? How about we stick with Mario games for a second?
Okay.
But I'm going to need specific answers from both of you.
That's Super Mario Land finishing a level.
I was just saying, specific games will do, Henry, but yeah, that is the death jingle from Super Mario Land, and this would be the game over.
Love that R&D1 Mario mix. They pick some weird things.
This is another jingle. No death.
That's Yoshi's Island.
Yeah, that was Yoshi's Island. Good job.
All right. Donkey Kong Country for a second. I feel like I betrayed someone.
I thought it was going to be something else too, Bobby, so don't...
Turtles in Time.
Bobby, that is correct, and probably a little too loud.
Yes, I'll turn off this
down. We can adjust these later on. Yeah. Bobby with a short lead over Hankry.
Ooh.
Let's see if we can get this one. Warning, not Nintendo.
Oh, man.
Play it one more time.
It sounds like Genesis to me.
Indeed it is.
And I want to say...
Partial credit.
Streets of Rage.
Wristar.
No.
Shinobi.
There it is, buddy. Avenger Shinobi. You know what? Nobody gets a point for that. You were both wrong.
Oh, man.
Anything? Anybody? Anybody?
I thought we were being punished with that.
Mappy? No.
I'm going to say Chessmaster 3000.
No, it's apparently Pac-Man. I want to strike that one from the record in general.
Right.
Here's one of my favorites.
I was in Namco Country with my guess, though.
Yeah.
Pac-Man, yeah.
There we go. Henry got the point there. I got to be quick, Bobby. You're both tied right now. This is one of my personal favorites. I don't care if you don't get it. It is a sound effect, not a jingle.
F-Zero?
No, not quite. It's celebrating its 20th anniversary this year.
A 1996 video.
A game from Sega.
Mm. Oh, Knights.
It is absolutely nice. That is the sound of Knights whooshing.
Chris's pro Knights bias.
I don't have a pro Knights bias. I love every game, Bob, as evidenced by this sound.
Metal Solid.
You know what? Both of you get a point. No one's edging out anybody out just now. What about this sound, everybody?
Resident Evil?
Wow.
What did you both get?
We've mind melded at this point.
Okay.
We're exchanging long protein strands.
All right, fine. PlayStation fanboys, let's see if you can get this one. What have I got?
Crash Bandicoot.
Indeed it is, Bobby with Crash Bandicoot.
So. I only knew because I played it reluctantly.
You are both tied up once again.
Oh, Donkey Kong.
Bobby, it is Donkey Kong.
Damn it.
You have taken the lead over Henry. Yes. We are at 10-9. Let's see if I can stump you. I'm going to give Henry a little advantage here. I can understand that's a little hard.
Damn it.
It's arcade, baby.
Oh.
Why would Henry have an advantage here with an arcade game?
Wrestling, perhaps. Mayhaps.
I'm going to say no.
Superhero?
X-Men? Spider-Man?
No.
Avengers?
Good. Was that it? Captain America and the Avengers.
And we got it specifically. I'm going to give them the point anyway and tie you guys up to keep this exciting for all the fans out there.
Yes.
I'm also going to restart the game show music because I am... This is going to be a tough one, but one of my favorite games. I'll give you some clues to help you out here.
It's definitely SNES.
That it is, Bobby.
I want to say... God, not... Is it? It's Pilot Wings? No.
It is not Pilot Wings. Oh, damn it. But it is favorite game. Within the launch window.
Mm. Oh, is that F-Zero?
F-Zero? Ooh, no, not F-Zero.
Window.
Let me play this for you again. Henry, it is ActRaiser. Henry takes the lead here.
It's when they try... It's Japanese trying to write American-style music.
Bobby with a Chrono Trigger. That is the one of two fanfares I happen to have on here. I'll play the other one just to burn it off very quickly.
That's also Chrono Trigger, right?
Mm-hmm. That was not for points, I got a ton of Chrono Trigger here. So, but I'm going to need you to wipe that from your mind or you're never going to get this one.
I feel like it's a PSA about reading a book.
the cool more you know, spots. Bobby. It is not Cool Spots.
Is it Donkey Kong Country?
No, but it's close.
Diddy Kong Racing?
It is Diddy Kong Racing! That is the first place game, game trope.
I heard some rareness in that.
This is this is the sound it makes when you win. And this is the sound it makes when you lose.
Surrounded by all those googly-eyed idiots.
I'm a big Tip Top fan, by the way.
I gotta say, you guys don't know enough about Nintendo to get this sound.
Wrecking Crew.
Duck Hunt.
It is Duck Hunt.
Damn it.
Once again, taking the lead. You guys were tied up there as well. Let's for our next sound, I dare you assholes to guess.
Super Mario Bros. Azu.
That is correct. Slow down, apparently. I blame myself. Let's see if any of you guys can get this one.
That is Final Fantasy 3 or 2 or...
You know, I don't know. I just have it listed as Final Fantasy.
Just the menu item.
A selection. Why not? Bobby gets the point.
When I was in Japan and I went to the Square Enix big store, I wanted to buy a CD, and so I saw a CD that seemed to be the greatest hit CD. It had stuff from all these songs on it, or all these games in it, but it was written in Japanese. Then I take it home. It was 900 yen. I take it home. I listen to it. It's only sound effects.
Oh,
it's just sound effects from all six.
You got every battle effect,
Yeah.
I do actually have all those in this very folder.
Jesus.
We can listen to them later if we run out, because I think, strangely, we're about to.
I want to hear Ultima.
But I guess, according to my scoreboard, we have gone through 25 sounds.
Wow.
I really thought I had more than that.
Wow.
Let me see if anybody can guess this one. And again, I'll toss out hints because it's hard to be specific on this one.
Sega-ish.
Bobby, you're on the right track. Yeah. Hot, I'll say hot.
Burning Rangers.
It is not Burning Rangers, but how I wish it was. One of Sonic Team's finest.
Streets of Rage.
It is not Streets of Rage, but it is a famous sequel. Part 2. First
Sega
party.
Game, part 2.
Sega game. A series that I assume was beloved because of how many entries it had, even though I don't care for it.
Oh, man.
Right, let's hear this again.
It has definitely a... you like Virtua Cop, though.
Love Virtua Cop.
It sounds more like a Genesis kind of sound to me.
Also, listen to the sound. What kind of flavor is this? Is it setting a tone or a setting or a...
It can't be Sonic 2, right?
It is not Sonic 2, but it is a 2.
Sonic 2.
A platformer?
Again... This game had a lot. This had a lot of games.
What genre?
It was available in the arcade. It was available on Genesis. I think even available on the Master System. There's at least a trilogy for the Genesis.
James Bond 2 RoboCod.
That is not correct, Bobby. I'm out of to penalize and hold you in contempt if you bring up James Bond again.
All right, so not Flicky. Echo the Dolphin?
It is not Echo the Dolphin.
I think we're not going to guess this.
You got to think more loinclothy, less laser.
Oh, boy.
Clothy.
Surf dog.
Dwarves and meat.
Oh, Lost Vikings?
No! Your readers are so mad at you right now.
Three Dirty Dwarves?
That's the closest you've been, but no! Part two.
Sequel to Bad Dudes.
Part two!
AKA Crew Buster.
there was a Xbox 360 PS3 version of this game. God. The last time Sega attempted to resurrect the series.
It was called
Beast Rider.
Golden Axe.
It is Golden Axe.
I say Golden Axe. I say Golden Axe.
I will concede.
God, I hate you guys. Can't believe you're getting a Golden Axe. You know what? I'm going to give you this sound because it's a lose sound.
That's to be Donkey Kong Country, right?
Bobby, you redeemed yourself right there. It is. Bobby is in the lead slightly,
Diddy's
Henry.
Diddy's Kong Quest.
Let me see if I actually have any more. Mega Man X. That is one of my favorite overly long level complete sound effects of all time.
That's for you to make a sandwich. It is a little, not completely.
Bob is at 25 right now, and I'm not sure I have many more here.
Nuts.
Oh boy.
Rally X.
Ooh, no, Henry, no.
I feel like there's a caveman involved or some kind of tropical setting.
Why don't you
setting.
Think? Listen to it again.
Star Tropics?
No. No, it is not. I just love this game show music happening in the background.
What was it?
Another sound from the series. Oh, okay. And you're going to be ashamed of yourselves when you finally get it.
Buster Bust Loose or one of the Tiny Toon games?
That was from the Game Boy version. This one is from the NES. Famous Nintendo series. First Party.
Wario something.
How? Why the hell can't
Kirby.
You get this?
Oh,
there we
no,
go!
No, no, I knew it. Kirby's Adventure.
I knew it.
Henry, back on the board. You are 2 points away from Bibby. All
right.
Let me see if you guys can get this one.
Mega Man 1?
I'm going to need a specific one, Bobby.
3.
Mega Man 4.
Bobby got it with 3. Henry, barely time to catch up. I'm running out of sounds here, buddy. Let me see if you can get this one. This shouldn't count at all.
Loading screen.
You are on the right track because you could hear that on a Dreamcast.
Can you play that again?
It is not a game-specific jingle, even though it is sort of specific to this game.
Oh, that's the logo for the guys who made Space Channel
Dreamcast.
Smilebit.
Talking logo.
Smilebit? No.
A game that for a long, long time was only on the Dreamcast.
Space Channel 5, Jet Grind.
No,
Overworks.
Oh, fighting game fans out there are kicking in their speakers.
AM2?
No, do not think First Party.
Oh, it's not First Party.
Who made the best fighter on the Dreamcast? Should be an easy question.
Capcom?
It might be Capcom.
For Power Stone?
No, Dreamcast. It's been available on a ton of other systems since, as of right now, legally pulled.
Marvel versus Capcom 3? 2?
2, Henry, yes, you got it.
Marvel versus Capcom 2.
Again, I'm running out, so I don't know how many of these I can get through. What do you think about this one?
Metroid.
Bobby, it is Metroid. Oh, my God. Henry, you
have... It's not...
The game show sound is particularly annoying. Which one is it?
We need Mr. Show Rules. Last one is worth 1,000,000 points.
This is Tic-Tac-Doe, by the way.
I love it.
The game show theme. Let me see. I'm almost out of that effect. I swear to God, people, we can end this. This is not as retro. Actually, it probably is, in accordance with my age.
I mean, yeah. You have to remember, things before 2005 are retro on retro.
I'm going to turn off the game show music entirely because you got to get this one. Some of my favorite music ever. This has not been available on a cart.
I have played this game.
You have played this game.
I know I've played this game.
I believe this would be, maybe, perhaps outside of Halo, the most recent game. No, this is the most recent game on all of our sounds. And I got to turn back on the tic-tac-toe music. Otherwise, I can't keep up my momentum or this voice.
Let's see. Boy.
Let me see if I can toss some clues out to you.
Halo.
The last game I can remember that wasn't on mobile was on the PlayStation Vita during during the launch window.
Super Monkey Ball?
No, but you are on there. Sniff it out, Henry. Hot, hot, hot. Not the same company. Ball.
Katamari Damacy.
It is Katamari Damacy. That is the Stardust fanfare, baby.
No wonder.
And let me see how many I have left. Let's see if you can get this one.
Super Mario 64.
God, both of you guys get that.
Check the tape. I Bobby, can see that histogram.
Bobby is 3 points ahead. Henry, I really want to see you take this, like, dig in and get this one out. But I am, wow, I'm really almost out.
How many do we have left?
I don't know. I'm scrolling through. Not, maybe just one.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe the final just one. Lightning edition.
This is for 300 points. Bobby, right now you have 28. Henry, you have 25.
Okay.
Let me see if you can get this one.
Mario Sunshine. The beans.
Bob is the ultimate Mario fan.
It sucks. I'm going to say points get.
Points get. Yes. Chris Hardwick, all of a sudden, you have 29 points versus Henry's 25. I can't believe, did I really have almost 40 sound effects?
Well, I'd like to thank Leukemia for sponsoring me. And
yeah, over
it was
50.
Very unfortunate that we're going to get all these points to you.
I am sorry if I annoyed any of you Retronauts listeners.
No, that was fun.
This is a fun little diversion, I think.
The winner was you.
I was glad I made that more competitive than I thought I would on that. But
I didn't pull my punches, Henry.
No,
that's how smart I actually am. Which is not impressive at all.
Believe it or not, I do have more of these somewhere, some way.
We can do another quiz if you guys like.
We can always do a sequel, but
someday. I do have an entire sound effect file of the Street Fighter. You want to hear the Street Fighter people talk?
Sure. Let's do it.
Fire!
Do we have my car?
Yoga!
I don't. Why? Oh, this is only the...
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. It's the barrels. I guess I don't. Oh, wait, let me see. Okay, keep going. Close it out. I'll see if I have
it. So we should do one last quiz. With just glass-breaking noises. Like, which is this game from? So yes, thank you for joining us for this episode of Retronauts Micro. It's a little crazy, a little different. I just wanted to have fun and do a little quiz down. But it didn't require a lot of preparation. Chris, thank you so much for putting this all together.
Oh, I open up the announcer file. Let me try this. Henry, you...
You lose.
Bob?
You win.
Seamless.
Perfect.
It's like he's right here. Thank you, Mr. Announcer. Again, I've been Bob Mackey, your host for this episode. Let us know if you like this fun little quiz. We might do more in the future. I think it's a lot of fun. You can find me on Twitter as Bob Servo. Also go to USGamer and Retronauts.com for all of your Retronauts needs. I think that's it. Also, I refer something awful. Henry, where can we find you?
I'm HENEREYG on Twitter, and you can read my thoughts on games all the time on fandom.wikia.com. That's my current home. Also, though, I'm still part of the LaserTime family, and you can listen to me on podcasts such as Talking Simpsons, where we go through every episode of The Simpsons from the beginning. Bob is the host of that show.
I like that show.
Speaking of Laser Time, I am dying for you to listen to me. I'm so sorry. Let me get out of this
question. He's in trouble.
Bob, you've been on a bunch of Laser Times, and you are appearing on two very special, two-part episode.
Oh, that's coming up.
Coming up soon.
Okay.
Soonish, who knows? Why not electrify yourself over to LaserTimePodcast.com, where we have plenty of articles, weekly streams. If you like retro crap, we recently played not only the Lost Prototype for Baby's Day Out.
I watched that and I noticed that none abysmal. Of the likeness rights were purchased.
No, they make Joe Mantegna and Joe Panagliano sprites, which they clearly are, wear masks.
Like,
they wear like just ski masks.
We only use 10% of your head.
10% of your head is just your eyes.
Don't worry about it.
Doesn't mean it's you, Joe.
This is not good. It's my fat Tony. It's the Talking Simpsons.
But yeah, listen to Laser
What's
Time. It's really fun. I'm sure if you like this retro garbage, you'll like that. Even if you don't like me, I'm not the only one talking on those shows.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with a brand new full-length episode. We'll see you then. Bye, folks.